The Torah nikneis b'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Yocheva Goldberg from the Boca Raton Synagogue, and today we'll be learning about how one of the ways that Torah can be acquired is through Tahara. Tahara is most normally translated as purity. But what is purity? We don't often think about it in our normal everyday lives. But there are three eras where the concept of Tahara jumps out at me. The first form of Tahara that comes to my mind is its role in the early years of our family life, specifically through the mitzvah Taharas Mishpacha, the laws of family purity. When I teach college to prepare them for marriage, I often start with this question. Why is this mitzvah called Taharas HaMishpacha? We know one of the main concepts behind this mitzvah is Taharas HaIsha, the purity of the woman. And we know how involved and detailed it is on attaining that level of purity for a woman to ready themselves for their marriage relationship. And we know all about the sacrifice and the effort on behalf of a couple to properly observe this mitzvah. But we certainly don't involve our families in this mitzvah. So why is it called Taharas HaMishpacha, family purity? The answer is simple. Among couples who observe this Torah obligation, who lovingly and painstakingly go through all the details of this mitzvah and do it in its entirety, on behalf of their marriages, on behalf of themselves as individuals, and of course, l'shem shamayim, when they're zocha to bring children into this world, this mitzvah brings bracha and merit to their entire families. And when they continue to practice the laws of family purity, their entire family reaps the rewards of this unique and special mitzvah. Lefum tsara agra, this mitzvah requires extra effort and extra struggle, and for that we're rewarded with great tzchar and tremendous bracha. It represents a practical demonstration of a commitment to strive for holiness, for boundaries, for meaning and for purpose, and that there's more to life than living in the physical, material world of pleasure. Taharas Mishpacha represents that a Jew doesn't live for happiness, but we live for holiness. Along these lines, we know that the concept of Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, is referring to the relationship between a married couple. And yet it's called peace of the home, Shalom Bayis. Shouldn't it be peace of the couple? And here, too, we understand the impact of a loving and committed marriage influences and permeates the entire home and all the people within it. A house wherein lies a good marriage, a certain calm and tranquility pervades the home and is felt at the Shabbos table, in the living room, and in all the areas within the home. At this stage of a woman's life, with the blossoming of potential in every corner, she's bringing purity, Tahara, into the world while creating her family. And she's the kli, the vessel of holiness and peace in her home while she's raising and nurturing her family. Only in a home with this foundation of Tahara can Torah flourish and grow. We also learn about the concept of Tahara at the end of one's life, when a group of holy, committed Jewish men and women of the Chevra Kadisha perform the Taharas on the deceased members of Klal Yisrael. They so gently and lovingly prepare these bodies for burial in an environment of reverence and spirituality at the time when the neshama is floating between the two worlds. This holy group among Klal Yisrael is helping the neshama be at peace while it transcends the physical world and enters the Olam HaEmes. It is only through this ultimate act of kindness of this holy group of the Chevra Kadisha that a person exits the world with the Tahara in a completely Tahor state, all barriers removed, a pure body that housed a pure neshama. The Tahara is the final expression of holiness in this world, and it truly achieves its goal of purity and wholesomeness at the end of a Jewish life. So we understand now that people are born into parents at an environment of Tahara, and that they transition from this world to the next world in Tahara. But what comes in between birth and death? I don't know about you, but when I daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos and Yantif, I often get a little lost and distracted when the tefillah turns to the Karbanos and what sacrifice was given on which day. But I usually switch gears and come back to attention when I get up to the paragraph with the pasuk, V'taher libeinu la'abdecha b'emes. This pasuk stops me in my tracks and completely refocuses my kavana. In it, we're asking Hashem to purify our hearts so we'll worship Him in truth. What really is the goal and purpose of our lives? We as Jews strive to achieve a life of Tahara. We want to be pure and holy, connected to spirituality and to the source of it all, to the Borei Olam. But it's hard. It's hard to keep our eyes off of things we shouldn't look at or watch or read. It's hard to stay away from places that we shouldn't frequent. We struggle with what to wear, how to speak, the language we use, and the influences we bring into our lives. There's so much in this world that can detract us from Kedusha and from being Tahorim. It's a really tough world we live in. So we beg Hashem, please, we need you to purify us and help us in this process so we can learn your Torah, follow your mitzvahs, and emulate you in this world. We want to follow in your ways and be your loyal servants, la'avdecha be'emes. How can we acquire your Torah? How can we learn it and internalize all that it teaches us? How can we be the best versions of ourselves and who you want us to be? V'taher libenu. If we can indeed motivate ourselves to be in the right places, to be with the right people, to speak kindly and appropriately, to stay away from nourishkeit and things that will impact us for the bad, to constantly and consistently try to do good in this world, to purify ourselves and our hearts. If we can make that our life goal and truly work to accomplish that, we can achieve a level of tahara even greater than what we were born with and of when we leave this earth. We must aspire to live each and every day with tahara. And in that environment that we create of holiness and purity, can we then learn Torah and live Torah and be true benos Torah? This Sfiras HaOmer we can climb towards this goal together. We could be careful how we dress, how we speak, what we watch, what we share. And together we can create a community of tahara, of holiness. May Hashem bring peace to this world, Yeshuos, Refuos, and Nechamos to Eretz Yisrael and Jews everywhere. And may we all greet the Melech HaMashiach very, very soon. Thank you for learning together.